I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A White House meeting Friday between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky aimed at securing a deal that would give the U.S. rights to rare earth minerals in Ukraine turned into an intense and heated exchange between the two leaders. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswar reports.
You don't have the cards right now. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III.
The meeting took a combative tone around 40 minutes in when Zelensky raised the issue of Russia's 2014 invasion of Crimea. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance immediately accused him of engaging in a, quote, propaganda tour.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
Trump warned Zelensky to sign a deal that would allow the U.S. access to rare earth minerals in Ukraine in exchange for support in Ukraine's war against Russia's invasion.
You're either going to make a deal or we're out.
The proposed U.S.-Ukrainian deal called for the co-ownership and management of a post-war reconstruction fund for Ukraine, to which Ukraine would allocate 50% of future revenues from the country's natural resources. Zelensky left the White House Friday afternoon. A scheduled joint news conference was canceled. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News.
Reactions to the White House meeting between U.S. leadership and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have poured in from around the world, from presidents and prime ministers to regular people. Francisco Martinez is from Spain.
Who's gambling with this third war? I think it's Trump.
Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, was more reserved, saying, quote, "Today is not the time for emotions from either side. We need to find common ground," unquote. World leaders largely supported Zelensky. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was among them.
We will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Zelensky will meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Saturday.